Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
I'd like to deal with the biggest dilemmas of my life, namely, how the heck do I get somebody to return a phone call and an email? Plus, how do I get my 11-year-old daughter to actually go to school? Coming up in just seconds, Iowa, Dr. Dave.
Sterling on Sunday. Coming up.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Our fourth child starts driver's ed, and that means only four more driver's eds to go.
I'm actually really excited about this one, getting her license.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
On meth? What do you shoplift at Walmart? Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night. Soccer coach, strip club, school credit card. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'm here to tell you that unlike the movies, sometimes the bad guy gets away. And to take it a step further, sometimes the bad guy gets away and practices dentistry in another country. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bra?
Whatever you're doing, you have to stop.
Whatever I'm doing, I never wanted this to happen. I just had this feeling, like, I really wanted to kiss you again.
You know, I think it would be best if we just pretend this whole thing never happened.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
On the sevens, lesbians in space on the sevens throughout the show. Good evening. It's a live radio show, coast to coast. We're on KFBK in Sacramento at 7 p.m. live right now. That is an iHeart station. iHeart stations embrace Sterling on Sunday. They're just not allowed to admit it. But when they hear superior radio, they know it should just go on anyway. Peter Thiel is the new program director of the prestigious WHO in Des Moines, Iowa. WHO is a unique station. It is one of 28 in America that is a clear channel station, which means there's nothing else on the frequency to interrupt its 50,000 watts. But it is a powerful decision-making radio station in Des Moines, Iowa. Peter Thiel, you just got there and you get to witness the caucuses, which gives me permission to say, what the hell is a caucus versus a primary?
Caucuses where people get together in their precinct, they talk current events and current issues, and they get to mark down who they favor for president.
It's a conversation. It's a group meeting and a conversation.
Yeah, people in your neighborhood. You sit down, you talk about, and Democrats and Republicans get together in their own caucuses, and they talk about the concerns of the country and their community. And then people go in and make a little vote on who they support.
Peter Thiel, new program director, WHO in Des Moines, Iowa. Congratulations on getting that job. Usually when there are large contingents of politically motivated people, people with name badges, people with multiple name badges, lanyards around their neck with their name and big pictures, usually that means an increase in escorts. Do you believe there's been an inflow, an influx of escorts in Des Moines for this event?
I would guess there would be. There's over 1,000 working members of the media here.
Are they working?
Are these working?
It's very generous.
Well, you know, they're not going to the exotic dancing emporiums in Des Moines tonight because they're closed on Sunday. But the big one to go to, from all reports, and I'm relatively new to town, is Big Earl's Gold Mine. And yeah. Big Earl, by the way, was killed in front of his strip club in 1996, but his family, to honor him, have kept it up and running.
Now, those are dedicated family members. That is a family activity to be admired. Is there a significant increase in the business that you're going to see at the strip clubs, like last night or tomorrow? Do you think the
clubs
are bulging?
In fact, by the way, yes, all these media members, with big expense accounts, they're going to places like Big Earl's Gold Mine, which, by the way, every night they're open, Walter, from 9 to 10, amateur night. So anytime any woman wants to go out and try her luck at shaking her goods, she can do it from 9 to 10 every night at Big Earl's Gold Mine.
Isn't that incredible? I have never heard of amateur night at strip clubs before. Bad karaoke bars, yes, but never at a strip club. Do you find that to be a very cutting edge for Des Moines?
You know, usually they do like amateur night like on a Monday, trying to recruit new dancers. But this place, they're all about supporting the community by doing it every night.
Every night?
Except Sunday. They're closed on Sunday.
Every night. Now, I wonder if you have to be 18. I wonder if you have to prove that you're 18
yes.
to do that.
I think you have to. They asked, actually, I went and looked at the sign-up thing. You must be a woman, and you must be at least 18.
Well, and then one last question. Do you think this is a boon for bars? Now, is Iowa a dry state on Sundays? Is it a dry state?
No. In fact, there's two really good places. In fact, a lot of the candidates have been going to a place called the Machine Shed.
Have you been there?
The Machine Shed.
I got it.
Oh,
have
yeah. It's amazing.
Why is it amazing?
Yeah,
why is it better than any other bar? Why?
Well, it's 17 below zero. They've got something called Adult Hot Chocolate. Bailey's Irish Cream, Kahlua, Amaretto, and Hot Chocolate, all ready to go through. And they also serve a tradition. They do Parmesan-crusted America's Cut pork. And they also do a roasted stuffed Iowa chop featuring apple raisin dressing. Real strong.
Oh, you're talking about the bar. I got it confused. It might be a menu with an escort or
a
strip club.
Yeah, bar and food. It's great. The other place that has a really nice bourbon selection is called Jethro's Barbecue. And their barbecue is legit. I mean, I'd put it up against anything I've eaten in Kansas City or in Memphis or any of the other places that claim to have great barbecue.
Well, now you're going to start a war. Peter Thiel, new program director of WHO and some sports station. What are the call letters of the sports station?
KXNO.
Who would ever pick call letters like that? Why would you ever pick? This is the worst call. Here you go from the best call letters, WHO, to KXNO. It doesn't sound good, but you will be a huge success because Peter Thiel, since day one, has been a fan of Sterling on Sunday. He has put it on multiple radio stations. I am grateful to him for every single thing that he does for the show, and I would urge you to listen carefully to Velo Hool coming up in just seconds. Peter Thiel, good luck in your new job. Congratulations.
Thank you, Walter, and have a great evening to every one of the Midnight Misfits.
Thank you, sir.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
I need your help with two problems. You ready? Problem number one is my 11-year-old will not go to school. She just won't go to fifth grade. She switched from an elementary school, which was quiet and sweet, and she stayed in one classroom all day, to a very big school where she has to go to different classrooms through the day, and that confuses the heck out of her. I don't know what to do. I'll tell you what we've done. Let me know what you think. These are the dilemmas, my friend. And now it's 17 past the hour. Time for Lesbians in Space on the Sevens.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Who wears sports bra?
So you'd like me to look after your mother for a day to see how I do?
No, my mother is with my sister who's moving abroad, which is why she's coming to stay here for a while.
Who would I be looking after then?
me.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by Judge Judy.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
You realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons.
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
Gerald McLaughlin is going to answer two questions about the Jeffrey Epstein shenanigans that have not been asked. And you know me, Midnight Misfits, you know that if I'm going to talk about a current event, I'm going to ask something that no one else has asked. Like, for example, when there was the scandal of big shot Hollywood people paying for their kids to go to a University of California and to go to UC San Diego, they were paying money to get it. I'm like, wait a minute. Hi. In 1900, the way a kid got into college, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, was parents stepped up and made a donation and paid to get them in. That's how they got in before the college boards. And what's the big deal? Why don't they just take 10% of the people applying and say, okay, 10% of the people are going to get in if you give us X amount of money, and say, solve all of their fundraising problems? I didn't see it as a crime. I still don't see it as a crime. No, I couldn't possibly be guilty of that crime, even though I have two kids in college, because we're the poor folks. But this is Jerry McLaughlin. Say your last name, Jerry.
Well, my name is McLaughlin. Ironically, the woman you're talking about is Lori Loughlin, Hallmark actress who paid for her daughter to get in college.
Yeah, but more importantly, she was on The Edge of Night when she was still hot. Now, Jerry runs this organization called RestoringJustice.us. RestoringJustice.us. That's his website. But Jerry, you present yourself as a expert on the Epstein case. In 35 seconds, please explain why you're an expert on the Epstein case.
Well, because I see the obvious. I see things like, he was only given an 18-month sentence for all the dirty deeds he ever did. All he ever got was 18 months. Look at the J6ers in comparison, get 20 years. Just observing something like that and talking about the comparison, to me, makes me more of an expert than somebody who could just rattle off statistics, because it's really unequal justice. And I focus
on. All right, stop. I don't care about unequal justice. Stop. Just stop. Don't do that talk show crap. Here are my two questions. Ready, Jerry? Question number one. These girls were under the age of 18. I have daughters under the age of 18, and I know who is responsible for my daughters, me and their mom. Legally responsible for their welfare. My job is to keep them safe. My number one job is to keep them safe. My number two job is to keep them safe. My number three job is to keep them safe and know where the hell they are. Why has nobody dragged the parents into court and made them responsible for what they are responsible for? Where were their parents?
Well, you're spot on. I don't have the answer to that, but it is a parent's responsibility. You and I have one thing in common. You have a daughter with apraxia, a condition that your child learns better one-on-one. I have a daughter who is more obsessive, compulsive from some brain damage she had at birth, where she'll learn something, but it's almost like a parrot. She'll repeat it again and again 20 times, so you got to be careful what you say in front of her.
Or she could be a very good disc jockey.
Yeah.
All right, but listen, let's go back to my question. The question is, where were the parents? And why have no parents been dragged into court? Where are the parents? They, not Mr. Epstein and Ghislaine, they were the second line of defense. But the parents dropped them off, picked them up, let them fly to islands. I'm like, what? If my kid goes down the street, I say, which house, when will you be home?
Well, maybe they saw Bill Clinton there and figured it was safe. He was there 50 times as John Doe number 36.
All right. So the next question is, for being a, quote, tax advisor, Mr. Epstein, a tax advisor, an uneducated tax advisor, a guy whose background was pretty much teaching high school math. Where, how did he make so much money? Why did he make so much money? What do you think?
Well, I think it was a shakedown operation because they videotaped the sex and stuff. He obviously compromised many, many high-level people. I can't prove it. I can't follow the money where it was, but obviously he had, some dirt on people that didn't want it, their laundry aired. So, I mean, you can only speculate.
No, it's got to be better than that. There has to be a better answer than that, not just from you, but from the judicial system. Like, yes, I believe it was a shakedown operation, and it was the ultimate shakedown operation because here are incredibly beautiful girls. Of course, they're 19. Have sex with them. Had sex with them. Oh, by the way, she's only 17. If you don't want me to tell anybody, that'll be $10 million. I think that's what the business was. And how he got away with it so long is just stunning.
Well, now, Prince Andrew was with one that was supposedly 16 years old, and he settled the deal out of court. So I don't know what the settlement was, but it was settled.
It's remarkable because he did, in fact, own the largest private residence in Manhattan, in freaking Manhattan. And that's insane amounts of money. I appreciate you, and please tell me the name of your organization and what's on your website.
RestoringJustice.us. It's RestoringJustice with a U.S. If you go to the .com one, you get a liberal group, which is fine if that's what you want, but it's a different group. Ours is RestoringJustice.us. We have probably 100 different videos there, anywhere between 1 minute to 5 minutes, maybe a couple or 10 minutes, covering this issue, similar issues, exposing injustice and championing
justice. What's the biggest injustice you expose? What's the biggest injustice you expose?
The biggest injustice we expose?
Right.
Probably the injustice of the Justice Department, which we refer to as the Injustice Department. We've got 100 FBI agents that we're calling for to be impeached, to step down, to even be tried in courts later on if we ever get a regime change. The FBI in the United States is weaponized, and we expose that in multiple videos and multiple ways. Well, and I can't even begin to tell you how corrupt.
Thank you very much for being on the show, Jerry. For most people who listen to this station, all of that will be light entertainment. All those videos will be light entertainment. Coming up, I need to know how to get my 11-year-old to go to school. We're going to hear from Keith Fons, who's going to do a better job of reporting what's going on in Fairbanks, North Pole, Alaska, with Santa's workshop, because it's far more spectacular than he talked about. It is a far bigger deal, I've come to realize, than Keith. Keith said, yeah, you know, Santa's there. No, that's not really interesting, Keith. We'll get a better report from him coming up in just seconds. Plus, Lesbians in Space on the 7th, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by people from India.
Don't worry, be happy. Who's heard that song? You heard that song? That would never be an Indian song. Our song would be Don't Happy. Be worried.
17 past the hour on the 7th. Lesbians in Space coming up this hour. It's a tight show, a live radio show across the country. It's Sterling on Sunday coming up now. Weather, Dr. Dave Iser.
Sterling on Sunday coming up.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Our fourth child starts driver's ed, and that means only four more driver's eds to go.
I'm actually really excited about this one, getting her license.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
On meth? What do you shoplift at Walmart? Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night. Soccer coach, strip club, school credit card. Details later. Strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'm here to tell you that unlike the movies, sometimes the bad guy gets away. And to take it a step further, sometimes the bad guy gets away and practices dentistry in another country. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Who wears sports bras?
Your partner? You're, gay.
I think that that is just fine. I don't want you to think that it's a problem for me, because it's really not. I mean, why would it be? But
sounding really
ridiculous. You're fine. The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien life with benefits.
You realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons.
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
My 11-year-old daughter has apraxia, which makes it a little harder for her to speak, but very hard for her to... Excuse me. It makes it very hard for her to write and to read. She's 11 years old. She speaks at about a 9-year-old level. She reads at a kindergarten level, but she cannot write. And it's heartbreaking because she's a bright, social, athletic kid. She knows how to make friends. She has an amazing imaginary world with her dolls, etc. And when she was in elementary school, yeah, some days she didn't want to go to school. But now that she's in the middle school, this is a bizarre middle school because it's just fifth and sixth grade. Who came up with this idea? Oh, I know, educators, unionized educators. But I digress. Now she has to go from classroom to classroom. And because of her processing issues, change is the hardest thing. Once she gets where she's going, she's fine. Wherever she is now, she's fine. But if you say to her, okay, let's go to, well, that's a big, huge shift in her mind because she attaches to whatever she's doing in an unusual way. Whatever it is, she attaches tightly to whatever she's doing right now. Say to her, come on, let's go. No. They have accommodated her. They said, okay, you can leave class a minute early. Walk down empty, quiet halls, wear your noise-canceling headphones, get to the next class, same thing with the bus. And that worked for a week. And now she just won't go. She won't go to school. And my wife and I said, yeah, God, you know, we thought we were terrible parents, but then we realized that she's really happy at home. Our other two daughters are really happy at home. We must be doing okay. We said to the school, I said to the school in my special talk show dogmatic way, I said, this is not our problem. This is your problem. You need to come up with an accommodation, with a method, a strategy, so that she starts to want to go to school. Not every day. No kid wants to go to school every day, but a reasonable number of days she needs to go to school. I put it on them. And they said, well, when is she going to come in? I said, we will bring her in. Her mother and I will bring her in when you guys come up with a plan. When you can show us a strategy that the three of us can sit down, listen to, and say, yeah, that's a really good idea. That's where I am now. If you have any ideas, last week you gave me two pretty good ideas. If you have any ideas, I'd like to hear them. My number is 888-688-WALT. This is a live radio show. Nothing else is live. Pay attention. This is a live radio show, and therefore I want to talk to you at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
Coming up, we're going to have a secret message that you'll need your Midnight Misfit decoder card for. Coming up, a secret message that you can only decode with your decoder card. How do you get a decoder card? You go to waltersterlingshow.com. waltersterlingshow.com. You click on Midnight Misfits, and there it is. Just print it out, download it, no mail involved. It's easy. On the homepage of the Walter Sterling Show, on the homepage, top of the homepage, you will see a magnificent, sweeping photo of the French Riviera. And that's where you and I are going in October. Yeah, you and I are going to the French Riviera. We're going to go to Monaco, Nice, Cannes, Saint-Tropez. Ez is this medieval village, hewn stone village, with homes in the walls, and the most incredible restaurant I have ever been to. Oh my gosh, it's magnificent. Colette Travel. Colette Travel specializes in small group vacations. Small group vacations. And they put together this small group vacation for you and me, Midnight Misfits. It's in October. You got plenty of time to get the passport and to plan and to arrange for grandma to take care of the kids. Everything's all, you got time. But there aren't a lot of slots because I said, I don't want some big tour. I want a small group of people to go on vacation with my wife and I to the French Riviera. Because this, whatever you imagine the French Riviera is like, it's that good or better. Usually when you and I imagine things and then we show up there and we go, really, this is Asbury Park? It's usually not that great. This is as good or better than you and I can imagine it. You and I are going to the French Riviera this fall. Get the information. Go to waltersterlingshow.com. It's right on the homepage. Coming up in just seconds, Lesbians in Space on the Sevens. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by pilot error.
Keep us out over the lake south of the city for now at 3,000 feet. But I'm not sure we're going to maintain 3,000 very easy.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Who wears sports bra?
Are you lacking patience? What do you mean? If I touch you, will you explode?
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien life with benefits.
You realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons.
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
Braxton. Jessica, we've heard quite enough. Braxton. Jessica, we've heard quite enough.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Andy is live on Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Andy.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am working indoors. I'm not on a loading dock. I'm way ahead.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I called in and you had talked about trying to get a way for your daughter to be more interested in going to school.
Tell me you don't have your radio on.
I don't have my radio on.
God bless you. You're not on a speakerphone.
What's that? I'm just making sure.
No speakerphone. No speakerphone. No speakerphone.
Oh, just, no speakerphone. Okay.
Yeah. Why would you go on a speakerphone? Why the hell would anybody go on a speakerphone and go on 150 radio stations and not expect there'd be feedback or buzz or a hum? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just talk to me? Why wouldn't you just talk to me? You can hear the station on your phone. You turn on a speaker, we're going to have feedback and a loop and noise. Common sense. Common sense, Andy. Common sense.
Sorry, I've never called into one before.
I am thrilled that you called into me, but it's just a phone call, so just use your earpiece. What do you think would happen on the speaker? It would degradate your magnificent voice and give me a lousy signal from your phone.
Okay, I understand.
Do you? Do we have to review
it? Yes, I did.
Do we have to review it?
No.
All right, Ann.
No,
please, please give me advice on how to get the 11-year-old to go to school. Please.
Well, you were talking about how she likes to use the dolls and her imagination, and I wonder if you could incorporate that in a way to get her to go, like for instance, to get maybe a special doll that she hasn't had before and try to use a voice or something to talk with the doll and try to get her to imagine that the doll is wanting her to go to school. See if they would allow her to bring that new special doll to school as a partner for her to be at school and to use her imagination to get the doll to help her to want to be there and to interact with her while she's at school.
You know, there are Barbies that are in classrooms and are teachers, and she doesn't have one of those. That's probably a really good idea, because when you first said it, I thought, she has 100 dolls. She has four right. baby alives. She has 50 right. Barbies, but she doesn't have the Barbie that's a school teacher. That is a really good idea, Andy and Marilyn, and I appreciate that you listen, and I appreciate that you have the heart to pick up the phone and want to help my 11-year-old daughter. Thank you for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. 11-year-old won't go to school, and I'm not going to have, like, a big fight with her every morning, and I'm not going to threaten her, because there has to be some part of her that actually wants to go. There is no part of her that wants to go. We have put it on the school and said, you fix it. You're educators. You're supposed to make the right environment for learning. You fixed it. And nobody's had more trouble with schools than Keith Fons, who lives in North Pole, Alaska, and listens to us live on the radio. And I appreciate that. And I could kick myself. I wrote down the call letters of the station that's on in Fairbanks. Do you know the call letters of the station in Fairbanks, Keith?
Yeah, KFAR.
KFAR. KFAR, thank you for carrying Sterling on Sunday. It's terrific, and I appreciate it. And I looked at your lineup, and it's an impressive station, but it's really more impressive when I come on. Now, Keith, I asked you a couple times about Santa's workshop in the North Pole, and you said things like, yeah, it's there. I'm like, okay. Or, yeah, he's there. He even goes to city council meetings. I'm like, oh, yeah. Then a smart person on TikTok put up photos. He flew to North Pole. He flew to see Santa's workshop. He put up the pictures. Like, oh my God, what an incredible trip that would be. It's magnificent. It's spectacular. The workshop is huge. You never mentioned anything about the fact that reindeers will pull a carriage.
Yeah, we got the reindeer or the academy for the reindeer right next to the Santa Claus house, and you can go and check them out, and they even let you in to pet them and take rides.
What else is in Santa's workshop? What would I see if I went in?
Anything from ornaments to custom ornaments to snow globes. They even have a spot inside of it that they make fresh fudge, and you can go in there and sit down and have some hot cocoa with some of the best fudge that I've ever tasted in my life.
Have you sent any to me?
No, I should.
Yeah, you should. What else is it?
Send you a sample box.
Exactly. What else is at Santa's workshop, Keith Fons?
Anything from handcraft to stuffies to, you can get things with your name on it with North Pole, Alaska, printed on it, and you can hang out inside of there. It's really grown since 1950s to now. It's humongous.
It's a huge attraction. Is there a hotel nearby if I were to go up there? Is there a place for me to stay?
Yep. About a mile down the road, half a mile down the road, we got Hotel North Pole. And that's a really good spot for people to come and visit, because the closest town from us is about 30 minutes away. So that's our main motel here.
Well, see, now it's getting better. I can take a sleigh ride pulled by reindeer. Magnificent reindeer. I saw the pictures. And I can see Santa's workshop, which, again, is huge. It's enormous. It's not some cute little house. It's a big deal, as it should be for Santa. And great fudge. Now, what else could there possibly be better than that, Keith? Now, you had a lot of trouble with your kids in school. How's that worked out? Your kid was bullied, and the school denied it, and it was very ugly. How did that end?
It's still in the process right now. We had to go out and get a couple attorneys, and we're having to take the school district to court to force them basically to get a no bullying policy. Right now, they don't have anything to protect kids from bullies. So it's 2024. Every school district should have a no tolerance bullying, and
actually enforce it.
And they have no bullying rules in effect, is that right?
They have a no bullying, but they
Wait, Keith, thank you very much. It's 10:57. It's time for Lesbians in Space on the Sevens.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Who wears sports bra?
Make love to me, Peyton.
Once we go there, there's no going back. I don't want to go back.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien life with benefits.
You realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons.
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
Sterling on Sunday, live across the country, big network radio show, and I look forward to talking to you. How do I get my 11-year-old to go to school? 888-688-9258. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
This is a live radio show, and I'm aware of the situation with the weather. That's why we have extensive weather coverage tonight for you from a real meteorologist, Dr. Dave Iser.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Who wears sports bra?
You still on for tonight? You were right. About what? You extending? I need to keep up with you. You're gorgeous.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien life with benefits.
Sterling on Sunday. Coming up.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Our fourth child starts driver's ed, and that means only four more driver's eds to go.
I'm actually really excited about this one, getting her license.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
On meth? What do you shoplift at Walmart? Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night. Soccer coach. Strip club. School credit card. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'm here to tell you that unlike the movies, sometimes the bad guy gets away. And to take it a step further, sometimes the bad guy gets away and practices dentistry in another country. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
I have a number of problems.
Isn't that the fault of the voters?
That I need your help with. At 888-688-WALT, your advice is golden to me. And that's why we do a live radio show. I have a fifth grader, an 11-year-old girl, who has apraxia, which means she has trouble speaking. But she's pretty good at that. But she cannot read and she cannot write. And she won't go to school. And I've turned it over to the school. I say, you know what? At home, she's happy. We're in charge of home. She won't go to school. It isn't like, oh, you know, I'll give you $10 or we'll have extra ice cream after school. No, there's no bribe that works. I have tried every known bribe. How would you get her to school? 888-688-WALT. Manny in Miami, where it was 70 degrees at 9 this morning. Hello, Manny.
Be jealous.
I'm jealous.
I want you to know, first, I'm really sorry that your little girl has to, endure this. But 15 years ago, my mother, God rest her soul, came up with a solution that's very, very, very simple. The teachers move, not the kids. The teachers move, not the kids, because those hallways is where many problems happen. But if your little girl can get in the chair, I'd buy her the most expensive chair. I like the guy with the little doll and all that. and I'd make her so comfortable that every 45 minutes, a new human being comes in and teaches her stuff and talks to her, and her friends are around her, and she's happy. You understand me?
You put her in one room, get her a real comfy chair, and the teachers come and go.
Period.
Is that what you said?
That's what I said. And in that chair, she can keep all of her material organized the way she wants it. And we have, you know, the football players to make sure the, you know, the kids are safe. And we wait for the next day. Hey, Mrs. Brown's here. Hi, Mrs. Brown. You mean? I don't care if they're in kindergarten or seniors in college. Make the teachers come to them.
Manny, that is a very generous suggestion. And I'm going to work on that. And I'm not going to try to work out the logistics for the teachers. I'm going to let them work out the logistics for that. But that's a good idea. And to get her in one room in
the homerooms when I was in grade school. Remember the homeroom?
Yes, she has a homeroom. Yes.
Okay. Why does she need to go to another class?
Because there are science classes, there's phys ed, there's music rooms. It's a big school, so there different subjects often have different rooms. Two or three of the subjects are in the same room, in the home room, but the other ones she has to travel for.
Don't the other kids have to go to the classes also?
Yes, but they don't have the problem with processing noise and crowds.
Correct. But if she was comfortable, she wouldn't have noise and crowds, and if she doesn't have to go through that hallway with all that distraction and you know, the kissing and the passing of the notes and the selling of the drugs, trust me when I tell you, it's the teachers that have to move.
Great idea, Manny. How long have you lived in South Florida?
Come on, man. Don't give me my age like that. I left New York in 1967. My family's from Cuba. My family, my mother and father, B.C. Cubans before Castro.
Do you
I'm
miss
old, man?
No, you're not. Do you miss Neil Rogers?
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
That's okay. He was a famous talk show personality on the radio in South Florida, and he was absolutely brilliant. Manny, you're a great guy. Thank you very much for calling and making us jealous of the fact that you live in South Florida. Thanks for listening to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
I'm looking for suggestions on how to get my 11-year-old to go to school. She has apraxia, which is a processing delay. Speaks fine. If you met her, you could understand her, not a problem. But she is slow in everything, and as a result, she cannot write, and she cannot read beyond a kindergarten level. And socially, she's becoming aware of those differences. When she was in elementary school, she was not really aware of them, and she got to stay in one classroom all day. Now, our friend just gave us a great suggestion, which was, well, if the problem is moving class to class to class, what if she could stay in one room in a real comfy chair made just for her? Now, that's a pretty good idea. How to get the teachers to go to her, that's a whole different problem I can't even imagine.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
I love talking to you. My phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Coming up in exactly 2 minutes, Lesbians in Space on the Sevens. What else have I got for you tonight? Well, I want to talk to you about the fact that I'm having trouble getting a phone call and an email answered. Now, I'm going to tell you something, but I don't want you to think I'm an a-hole. Well, I mean, you might anyway, but I don't want you to think I'm an a-hole. Because of my tenure in radio, not as good as a tenure at Harvard, where you can do nothing and get paid $900,000 a year. I'm not quite at that level yet. But because of my tenure in radio, people tend to return my phone calls quickly. and my emails quickly. Bob Pittman, the CEO of iHeart, will return my email within an hour, every single time. He has no reason to. He doesn't need to. He's just polite and on top of it. This has been my experience with Jeff Simoleon. It's been my experience with many CEOs in the radio industry and big talent. If I send Howard Stern an email right now, I will hear back from Howard Stern in a reasonable time frame with a legitimate, intelligent answer. There's this guy who's the head of content for one of the large radio conglomerates to whom I have sent nice emails. His name's Brian. I've sent nice emails and nice phone calls and left him respectful messages. He hasn't acknowledged any of them. And then I had spies ask him, what's going on with you and Walter? Why haven't you answered? I'm too busy. And it's like when a hotel says that the reason room service is slow is because they're sold out. Well, you're supposed to be sold out. You're supposed to be too busy. How do you get somebody to return your call? How do you get somebody to return an email? It's a pathetic question. But the number to answer it is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Lesbians in Space on the Sevens.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Who wears sports bras?
I've never thought about being with a woman before.
Well, why should you? You like men.
I like you too.
But not like that.
I don't know. Maybe.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by the words of Steve Harvey.
Okay, you want truth? This is why men lie. Because we are afraid of your reaction to the truth.
Because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons.
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
All right, Linda is calling Sterling on Sunday live on a Sunday night. My number is 888-688-WALT. Linda's going to give me sage advice on how to get my 11-year-old to go to school. Hello, Linda.
Good evening. To add to what the gentleman said, I think setting up a section in the library so that she would not be alone in between teachers, because there's always should be a librarian in the school library and who could be helping, assisting her perhaps with some of the homework, too.
Yes, that's great advice, a great suggestion. The challenge is this is a big public school. This is there's so many kids, they needed one building just for fifth and sixth grade. So she's in this bizarro world middle school of fifth and sixth grade. And I don't know what the apparitchnik's going to be like to get teachers to move around, but it's certainly worth a conversation, and it seems like a good conversation. Now, more importantly, you live in Albany, is that right?
Well, I always say Albany because nobody knows where Rensselaer is, but actually I'm across the river.
Yeah, I know where Kinderhook is.
Yes.
Oh, I'm an official New Yorker. My question to you is how much snow have you gotten, Linda?
At the moment, we've just had about an inch and a half. It's not bad at the moment for us.
Is it snowing now?
No, not okay. At the moment. But we're supposed to get on Tuesday and Friday, make up for, getting more.
I wish you luck. I hope you stay warm. Don't do anything stupid like going out. Make hot chocolate. Enjoy this special time to yourself, Linda. Thank you for being a Midnight Misfit, and thank you for listening to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Jane. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. Hi, Jane.
Hey, Walt. Okay. First of all, have you had all three of your girls sit down and talk to each other about the situation and discuss it with them? It seems today's schools are in such chaos. And if your daughter has, bless her little heart, if she has special needs, I think, and I'm a retired child abuse counselor, And I think with her private needs, maybe having a private teacher come in to the house and work with her and give her special attention, because that's what she needs, bless her little heart. And she has issues that public school teachers are just not equipped to handle. And I think sticking her off in a library or a class here and a class there to sit there by herself until someone gets to her, I think that could be more damaging to her than anything. I think she really needs extra care. And bless her little heart, she sounds like a little sweetheart. And, you know, it's not going to kill anybody to go out of their way to help her and help her get through this period of her life. And I think it's going to say to her, yeah, you know, we really love you and we care about you and we're going to do extra special stuff to get you through this.
It's a beautiful suggestion. I believe I would like her homeschooled. Yes, that's what I would like. However, I want it to be done the right way. Mommy and Daddy are not going to homeschool her. But I believe the school district should pay for that homeschooling. And they're prepared to pay for a lot of things that are interesting. If we sent her to a special needs school, a special needs private school, they would pay for the bus. They would have the bus pick her up and take her to that school. I'm like, well, then how about paying for a teacher to come over? And that's the next thing I'm going to explore. It's a great suggestion.
I think, you know what you could do? You can check into mental health care places and ask them if they have teachers that are equipped to work with children. And maybe they could send, that's one of the things I used to do. I didn't deal with the state because the state would always botch things up. So I went out privately and did private counseling, and I would work in people's homes because there are many children who are just pushed aside, and to sit and visit with them and teach them, and you'd be amazed how quickly they'll start to really grasp that kind of care. And that sounds like that's what she needs. And
Jane, thank you. You're very sweet. Do you like the show? Do you enjoy this show?
I love your show. Yes. never you know, miss it.
Because I'm so pathetic. I need to hear that. Thank you,
Jane. You're not pathetic. You're a daddy. you know, this is what parents go through.
Thanks for helping me, Jane.
Because you love your kids.
Thank you, Jane. Absolutely. Thanks for calling. All right. It's 27 past the hour. Time for Lesbians in Space.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Who wears sports bras?
I would like want to like sneak over to your bed, but I didn't know. It was scary because if I had to put my feelings out there and you ended up with Nick, then I would have lost you as a friend.
I'll be honest with you, Jamie. Like, I had feelings for you in the house. Just know that.
So nice to hear.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien life with benefits.
Good night, my dear. And don't forget my name. My name is Baba Yaga.
888-688-WALT Sterling on Sunday Live, Sunday night. You and I get to spend this special time together. Welcome home. Welcome, my midnight misfits. We're all here now. All the introverts are pretending to be social by listening to the radio or calling the radio. But again, we maintain our anonymity. We don't actually have to engage with anybody in person. I got the greatest gift for my wife and kids. You ready? You're going to be jealous. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, completely alone in the house. I'm alone in the house. And as an introvert, what does that mean? It means I am recharging. I will be a Marvel superhero by Tuesday. I will have absorbed so much energy in the solitude that I'll be able to leap the tallest sand pile. Two things. How do I get my 11-year-old to go to school? She will not go. She has apraxia. She has other challenges. She won't go. And how do I get some guy in the radio industry to return my email or my phone call. A content expert at one of the big conglomerates isn't returning my phone call or my email. Advice, please, 888-688-9258.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by lesbians.
And how long have you been into women? I didn't say I was. Yeah, and have to.
Oh my gosh, what a pleasure to be with you. There's Samantha, has a day off tomorrow, taking it easy. Dorothy Meredith listening on KDKA in magnificent Pittsburgh. The weather's wicked cold. Here's the update from meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Our fourth child starts driver's ed, and that means only four more driver's eds to go.
I'm actually really excited about this one, getting her license.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
On meth? What do you shoplift at Walmart? Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night. Soccer coach. Strip club. School credit card. Details later. Strippers on loose. Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'm here to tell you that unlike the movies, sometimes the bad guy gets away. And to take it a step further, sometimes the bad guy gets away and practices dentistry in another country. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
I'm sorry, but... But does this actually work?
Quoi, je comprends pas.
This... All this flirting.
Yes. Yes, of course it works.
With men, I guess. With men, with women, with everyone.
So you've been with a woman?
Of course.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
Good night, my dear. And don't forget my name. My name is Baba Yaga.
You need to find somebody that likes you the way you are.
And who would possibly like me the way that I am?
I have no idea.
Braxton. Jessica, we've heard quite enough. Braxton. Jessica, we've heard quite enough. Braxton. Jessica, we've heard quite enough.
888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Good evening. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and welcome home. Midnight Misfits, welcome home. We're finally alone at night. This is the sweetest time in the world for me to be on the radio. If they said to me, you know, Walter, you're really funny and talented. Why don't you do mornings? I would say no. How about middays? I would say, no, I don't know how to scream at the Democrats. It's really of no interest to me, and I know nothing about sports. Oh, he knows nothing about sports. I know two things about sports. The Browns lose, and Trevor Lawrence is a hero. That's all I know. That's it. I understand how to score bowling, unless you have three strikes in a row. That confuses me. I understand baseball. It's a beautiful sport. And Terry Francona is the greatest baseball manager alive today. Okay, that's it. That's all I know about sports. This is the time of day when you and I can be alone together. And it's a fantastic experience. Radio sells like nothing else. Nothing can move ideas and products like radio. Because I'm 14 inches away from this microphone. And you, Karen, are 14 inches away from that speaker. It's an intimate, profound experience. And all the pictures, all the colors, all the lighting, it's all in my mind and in your mind. It can be as spectacular or as mundane as we want it to be. This is the greatest medium. Believe it or not, at points in my career, I have been offered really good jobs in TV at the NBC television network. The CEO offered me, he said to me, when are you going to get out of radio? When are you going to get out of radio? When are you going to come into TV? The CEO of NBC offered me jobs in TV. And I'm like, no, I see how you make decisions. I didn't say that to him, but I'm thinking, I know how you guys make decisions. There are 40 people in the room all kissing up to whoever. And then 9 months later, a piece of their idea will get on the air, and then 9 months later it'll be canceled, and 9 months after that everybody in the room is fired. I have no interest in that. The beauty of radio for an executive, for a programmer, for a content lady, is I can go an hour before my show and have a brilliant idea like Lesbians in Space or Velo Hool with the strip club stories. And then a few seconds later, it's on the air. And I haven't discussed it with anybody. There are no committees involved. There's no team. You know, there's no group think. There's no brainstorming. You have a good idea, you put it on the radio, and...
Jessica, we've heard quite enough.
And you got it. Who learned the same lesson about the waste of teamwork? If I'm running an NFL team or Major League Baseball team, I think teamwork's essential. But I'm not. This is show business. We're making a show. People write those scripts alone, usually. But who else learned this? It's really interesting. Who else learned this? 15 years ago, there was Sears and Walmart. Remember, there were Sears, which had stores everywhere, and Walmart, which had fewer stores. Sears was this grand, big merchandiser that carried every category of products imaginable. And many a marketer said, well, the reason why Sears has died is because they had merchandise for everything, and then there was Circuit City and Brookstone and National Shoe Stores, and there were all these niche stores which took away product categories from Sears. What about Walmart? Walmart has more product categories because they have food. Walmart has cheap milk. The major reason you and I go to Walmart for sure is cheap milk and dairy and eggs for 98 cents and butter for half the price of a brand name. You know, great value butter. Great value butter, you betcha. Well, here's the thing about Walmart. Walmart learned something very important from Sears. Sears had everything centralized, had an enormous bureaucracy. Huge bureaucracy. Nobody at a Sears store could buy anything, sell anything, do any merchandising. They had no autonomy. When you see somebody at Walmart carrying around a Walmart vest, and carrying around a little handheld computer, that little handheld computer isn't cute. Every Walmart employee is assigned to a department. Get this. Assigned to a department, and on that handheld computer, they can order product when they see a shelf getting empty. They can go, whoa, this is going to be big in our community. Let me order extra, and they don't have to check with anybody. A Walmart employee can order a truckload of a given product and not have to check with anybody. When there's crisis, hurricanes, disasters in a given community, a Walmart employee can smash the windows of their store and take whatever emergency products they need and get it to the police station, get it to the fire station, get it to somebody who's flooded out. They can just do it. And Walmart corporate thinks that's a really good idea, a really good use of autonomy. Good evening. I'm Walter Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. And I love being on the radio with you. I'm trying to figure out how to get my fifth grader to go to school. And I'm also trying to figure out how to get some big shot head of content in radio to actually return Walter Sterling's phone call or email. Being ignored by email and phone call, bad career move. Joe in Scranton, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Joe, 888-688-9258.
Walter, how are you? It's a pleasure.
Joe, it's an honor for me.
I have a suggestion.
Yes,
sir. A possibility. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just said thank you. Hi.
Okay, here's a suggestion that, depending on where you reside, in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the school districts have come together and merged what they have called intermediate unit for special needs children, both emotionally and...
Physically.
They need other physically, emotionally, and someone's that are misfits. Not up at midnight, hopefully, but they're misfits. What they do in many cases, they will assign to to the independent school district, depending on the severity of the situation, a teacher and an aide with the teacher for said student, or if they feel they can go into another area of education, they have separate buildings where they try and integrate them. And that seems here in Scranton Wilkes-Barre to be a fabulous situation for the parents and the taxpayers in the area and the district served.
I have a question for you. Thank you. That's great advice. I have a question for you. Did you grow up in Scranton Wilkes-Barre?
Yes, I'm the guy that's, my wife just answered your question today on one of the sites, that George Gilbert, who hired me, was my mentor at WARM, the Susquehanna station in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. That picture I put up of the guys from 62 Warm Day, that was when George was working for Storr in Philadelphia at Wibbage.
Yeah, there was an hour and a half. There was an hour and a half where George Gilbert went to Philadelphia. That was not a good experience for George. I got to know him and his wife later in life. And,
well, you know, you're speaking, let me interrupt. We just lost Betty about 3 weeks ago.
I know.
Okay.
Well, let me just say this. Being in radio all my life, you know that he was a great disc jockey and a great program director. I know, being in radio and the radio industry, having a sort of a national view of the industry, George Gilbert was the best program director in America, period. There was nobody who could touch him. I'll tell you a quick George Gilbert story, and thank you for the call.
Please.
Here's a great program director. I'm in the car with George Gilbert, program director of WARM. I'm coming back from lunch, and we're listening to Ron Allen, who's doing Afternoon Drive on Warm. And Ron, the record ended, and Ron's talking. And he's talking. And he's talking. Now, he's very entertaining and funny, but he was talking a long time for George Gilbert. George Gilbert's listening. He didn't say anything. George didn't say anything. He said, we get to the station, and George walks out of the car, walks through the lobby in Avoca, walks through the lobby, walks into the studio while Ron is still talking. And George puts his finger on the turntable and starts the next song while Ron is talking, patted Ron on the back, and left. Didn't say anything, didn't chastise him. He just put his finger on the button of the turntable to start the next record, and that is a great leader. Thank you for your call. Thank you for listening to Sterling on Sunday at 49 past the hour.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Judge Judy.
Are you out of your mind?
No.
Are you nuts? I mean, I read it, and I said, what is wrong with this woman?
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
I've never thought about being with a woman before.
Well, why should you? You like men.
I like you too.
But not like that.
I don't know. Maybe.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
As a bonus, it's 53 past the hour, not Lesbians in Space on the 7s. You got a bonus, Lesbians in Space, not on the 7s. But usually you can hear Lesbians in Space on the 7s. Sandra in Las Vegas. I need help getting a clown in my industry to return my emails, which is just amazing to me, but maybe it's just my ego. And I need to help my 11-year-old get to school. Which advice would you like to give me, Sandra, in Las Vegas at KXNT?
Hi.
Hi.
Your perception is very interesting. I have three children, and one of my children, they were not disabled at all. But let me tell you something. There's no way that I would have coddled any of my children. I mean, every morning for 3 years, my oldest daughter, well, then it was my youngest, cried every single morning and hung onto my shirt saying, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. You know, sometimes you cannot coddle your children. you have to show them, you know, and I told her, you have to get educated. And she turned out to be a brilliant person. But I never thought that would happen because she cried every morning. I want to know, and I can't even perceive what you're even thinking of, maybe putting your daughter in a big room and having a teacher come in. What's the problem with her being with all her schoolmates and not making her feel like I'm different?
That wasn't my idea. That was one of your ideas, and I appreciate you calling with your ideas. As for, I had a kid, a middle kid, who pretty much wanted to cry every day before school. And now that she's doing insanely well in college, I regret that I didn't coddle her more. I regret that we didn't have her homeschooled, because she had major, major problems with anxiety and attention that we weren't even aware of because she couldn't articulate it. And the and it was a lousy thing we did. And, you know, one of the great things about being an old dad, Sandra, is that I know not much is important. And I know that 9 months of school was set up to deal with farms and factories in 1880. The schedule of a public school, the schedule of education is not necessarily appropriate anymore and needs dramatic revision. I regret that the kid who didn't want to go to school, we helped get her to school. I regret that. I wish we had homeschooled her. Thank you for the call, Sandra. Thank you for calling 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT.
Jessica, we've heard quite enough. Jessica, we've heard quite enough. Jessica, we've heard quite enough.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
888-688-9258, Sterling, on Sunday. Coming up, Midnight Misfits, the great Dave Scott will give us an update on the alien bodies that were found in Mexico. And what they have now realized the alien miniature bodies really are. That will be revealed in seconds. Plus, the Gaffneys will share their challenges of raising 7 kids in a 150-year-old house. We are live on a Sunday night. Pick up that phone. Take a picture of what you're looking at. Send it to me, WalterMSterling@gmail.com.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Up Midnight Misfit time. Plus, Chase Bank thinks I'm dead. The latest on that. Why it's good to go to Walmart. New updates on that. Plus, I'm obsessed with those airplane crash videos. You've seen those? The Mayday videos? I'm fascinated by those. I hate to tell you how many of those I have watched. Plus, you and I are going to the French Riviera. Yes, we are. Now, Dr. Dave with the weather.
Sterling on Sunday. Coming up.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Our fourth child starts driver's ed, and that means only 4 more driver's eds to go.
I'm actually really excited about this one, getting her license.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
On meth? What do you shoplift at Walmart? Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night. Soccer coach, strip club, school credit card. Details later. Strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'm here to tell you that unlike the movies, sometimes the bad guy gets away. And to take it a step further, sometimes the bad guy gets away and practices dentistry in another country. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
I'm sorry, but does this actually work?
Quoi, je comprends pas.
This... All this flirting,
Yes. Yes, of course it works.
With men, I guess.
With men, with women, with everyone.
So you've been with a woman?
Of course.
The CBS Radio Workshop. Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to talk about a bittersweet case I worked on. So it was probably around the fall of 1999. My partner had a really great informant that used to feed us a lot of great car cases. Chop shops, stolen vehicles, you name it, he gave it to us. Well, my lieutenant at the time wanted a large case for the office. And when you're working on a large case in the NYPD, it's a double-edged sword. So the department wants numbers, but while you're working on a large case and you're doing surveillance and wiretaps and paperwork and meeting with informants, the arrest numbers aren't where they should be. So one police plaza panics and then they start saying, hey, why are the arrests down? And so then you have to stop what you're doing in the middle of a case and go back and make arrests just to keep everybody happy. So what we're doing, this balancing act, our informant introduced one of our undercovers to this guy by the name of Giovanni. And Giovanni operated out of the Washington Heights section of Manhattan, and he stole high-end vehicles, BMWs, Mercedes-Benz. He didn't steal like little crappy cars. He was into the big stuff. So what we did was our undercover would call Giovanni up every week, every other week, and ask what the inventory was. And Giovanni would say, yeah, I got a 5 series. I got a 7 series laying around. So what we would do is there was a Pathmark parking lot on West 207th Street in the Inwood section of Manhattan. What we would do is about 2 hours before we set up a buy, we would have a surveillance van park in the parking lot with 2 detectives in the back. On the roof was a pop-up vent that was a periscope where they could film the buys. So our undercover would get there. He would try to park near the van, and Giovanni would pull up. He'd get out of the stolen vehicle. Our undercover would examine it. He would pay him the $5,000 and he would leave. So everything was going good. We bought about 4 cars off of Giovanni, probably about the 4th or 5th buy. Our undercover, as he's leaving with one of the stolen vehicles, says, hey, listen, he says, something's up. Giovanni seems really raised up. So I get on the radio. I tell our detectives that are hiding in the surveillance van, I go, don't move around because Giovanni's walking towards the van. Giovanni and one of his friends walks up to the van. They're looking in the windows. They're rocking the van. They get in their car and they leave. Well, Giovanni got spooked and he fled to the Dominican Republic where he became a dentist. So when we took the case down, we had other players involved in that case that had delivered stolen vehicles and a couple sold us guns. But the main guy, Giovanni, fled to the Dominican Republic where now he's practicing dentistry out of the reach of New York City law enforcement. For more stories about the New York City Police Department, be sure to check out my new book, NYPD, Laughing in the Line of Duty.
All right, good evening, my Midnight Misfits. Dave Scott is our UFO expert. A UFO expert. There was major alien news this week, Dave, coming out of Mexico. Did you see this news?
Well, there was a bit of news with the Nazca mummies and everything going on this week, Walter.
Okay, so why don't you start from scratch, explain what the Nazca dummies are, and what was decided, what was revealed?
Well, you know what, we talked about this a couple of months ago when the government of Mexico, led by journalist Jaime Mossad, had brought up these mummies from Peru that were recovered by grave robbers. Now, Jaime Mossad is the Walter Cronkite of Mexico, but he has a bee in his bonnet that these little alien dudes that look very suspicious are truly extraterrestrials that have been buried over time around the Nazca line to Peru. They smuggled the bodies out of Peru, which is illegal, to get them in front of Mexican Congress during one of their so-called disclosure hearings. And we talked about that on this show. Well, guess what? Science and scientists have now looked over the bodies. And guess what, Walter? They're not alien at all.
Yeah.
They are from children. They are from animals made up as dolls. And here we are thinking that we have alien mummies, but instead we have birds, animals, and little humans that are about 3,000 years old put together as little puppets.
Well, it's more interesting than that. As more details came out, it turns out that these weren't 3,000 years old. These are much more recent because the way they were assembled was with epoxy glue. But the thing that keeps getting glossed over in all of the articles about the little mummies, and these are small, these are like a foot, foot and a half high, these small little spooky-looking mummies, is that, yeah, it mentions that it has animal bones and sticks and twigs and human bones. There were human bones in there. Where the heck did that come from? Why has that been glossed over, I wonder?
Well, I think it's because of the romanticism that Jaime Maussan and his team have put into this over the decades, that they've wanted so bad for these to be aliens, and they've almost covered up the truth as and not believed scientists who came with the truth and only believed scientists who were really pegged on not really caring about their own credibility. It really is too bad because, look, we do have a phenomenon going on here with extraterrestrials, and this story just makes this entire story look bad, in my opinion.
Are there any other UFO alien updates that you would like to share with us, Dave Scott?
There is. There is a new video out of what we call the jellyfish. Now, I'm not sure you've seen this, but if you go on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, you could go on there and there's this video taken out of the Middle East over at an American, top secret American base where this thing is floating across the sky. They've called it the jellyfish because it seems to have tentacles hovering off or coming off of it. Now, for me, Walter, I tend to think this is a drone that somebody has put a blanket over or something along those lines to camouflage it. But out of Washington, D.C., they are saying that this is possibly an unidentified flying object.
And how do you feel based on the evidence? How do you feel?
My friend, I'm going to pull my famous Walter Sterling. I don't buy it. I don't buy this one at all.
Dave Scott, we want to get in touch with you during the week. How do we do that?
SpacedOutRadio.com, my friend.
What'd you say?
SpacedOutRadio.com.
Always great having you, Dave Scott. I look forward to being a guest on your show, Dave.
Very soon, I promise.
All right, 888-688-WALT. Good evening. This is Sterling on Sunday, and it's 17 past the hour. Time for Lesbians in Space on the Sevens.
The CBS Radio Workshop. Lesbians in Space. Who wears sports bra?
So you'd like me to look after your mother for a day to see how I do?
No, my mother is with my sister who's moving abroad, which is why she's coming to stay here for a while.
Who would I be looking after then?
Me.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien life with benefits.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by Ringo.
I love playing live.
I mean, that's what it's all about for me. That's the gig. If you want to connect with an audience, you've got to love them. You've got to love what you do, and you got to love them because that's why you're there, because they've come out to see you. Bars, pubs, clubs, weddings, anywhere. There's a magic moment when the band and the audience are just on. And that's a lot of peace and love. So when I tour now, you know, I love the audience. They love me. And we have certain gigs where it's just heart filling.
Because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons.
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
You need to find somebody that likes you the way you are.
And who would possibly like me the way that I am?
I have no idea.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
Jessica, we've heard quite enough. Jessica, we've heard quite enough.
Good evening. Walter M. Sterling and you and I are misfits. We don't fit in. That's why we're here. No normal people are listening to the radio at this time, and that's why you and I need to go on vacation together. What? What do you mean we're going to go on vacation together? We are. You and I have a bucket list. and the bucket list includes the French Riviera. I have been there twice, and any picture you have in your head of the French Riviera, any image you have in your head of the French Riviera, doesn't touch it. It's one of the few places you and I can go where it is better in person than you can imagine. We're going to go for 9 days to the French Riviera, to Nice, Saint-Tropez, Cannes, Monaco. We can add a couple days and go to Ez. What are we going to see? Well, first of all, the beaches are magnificent, and these are the beaches of the Mediterranean. And the Mediterranean waters are warm and calm. You can walk in them, spend the whole day in them if you want, or we can explore the French Riviera thanks to Colette Travel. Colette Travel is a premium travel service that puts together small group vacations. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a small group vacation of Midnight Misfits. They had heard me talking about topless beaches in Monaco. Yes, there are topless beaches throughout the French Riviera. And I said, you know, I've really been trying to figure out a way to meet you. I've tried to figure out a way to meet Midnight Misfits. And Colette said, well, we'll put this together for you. We'll put a custom Midnight Misfit vacation together. 9 days, 9 nights, travel, meals, all included, for frankly, less than it costs to go to the Jersey Shore for a week. Did you hear what I said? Less than it costs to go to Miami for a week. This is a beautiful tour, a beautiful vacation. And when they said, well, we'll put this together for you for 9 days, they said, I'm not changing hotels every 2 days. They said, no, you will stay in one hotel in Nice. It's a beautiful hotel. You want to see it. You want to see all about this. Go to waltersterlingshow.com. And right on my homepage, right at the top, is a picture of the French Riviera. Click on it and sign up and get the information. You're not going to sign up to commit. Just sign up to get the information. And then here's the fun part. On February 1st, Colette Travel is going to put together a Zoom call for you and me. All of us will see each other on the Zoom call if you turn on your camera. And they will answer every question about this trip. We'll have a travel expert answer our questions, but get the information now. Get it now. Go to waltersterlingshow.com, click on the French Riviera pictures, and sign up and get the information. It's all there. Or, if you want a more personal thing, send me an email. Send me an email to waltermsterling.com, waltermsterling.com, and I will personally mail you the brochure, and I'll scribble a little note on it to encourage you to actually do this. My wife is coming with us, my actual wife, not just my current wife, she's actually my wife, and she will be with us, and she will tell you how I am the most romantic man in the world because I knelt in the French Riviera and asked her to marry me. And because I think she was high on sugar, she said yes. Now, I got a terrific email. I get some of the best emails from Karen and Neil and Judy, and I'm very grateful for them. But I got one from a new fan this week from John B. in Belleville, Illinois. John B. in Belleville, Illinois. John B. in Belleville, Illinois. And he sent me this great email and suggested that he might be interested in going with us to the French Riviera. And thank you, John. I have personally addressed the envelope and mailed you the brochure. Now, this isn't one of those, you know, travel catalog brochures. This is a custom brochure for you. There's my picture. There's a picture of my wife and I at the French Riviera, and we can't wait to meet you and take you and show you some of the things that dazzled us, because it's all about dazzle. And in terms of vacation, this is a great way to relax. And I'm such a sucker for stupid things. The way the beaches work in Monaco is you reserve a lounge chair the day before. And all the lounge chairs on the beach in Monaco are controlled by French restaurants. The greatest restaurants in the world control the beaches. You lie there on your chair all day. They hand you menus. You order food all day. You don't have to move. To me, that is a vacation. Not having to move is a vacation. But if you want to move, you're going to see astonishing fields and fields of beautiful French flowers. We're going to go to a perfumery and see how French perfume is made, not that cheesy stuff you and I use. We're going to go to a wine tasting at a French vineyard. That would be a real vineyard. We're going to experience the French Riviera in a personal and profound way, and you and I will get to know each other. I bet we'll become friends for life. No, we don't have to talk to each other after that because we're misfits, but we'll know each other is there and we'll be friends for life. If you want me to personally send you the brochure, send me your real address to Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. And be sure to put your real mailing address there. And I will personally stamp the envelope and mail you this brochure with a nice note. No one will bother you after that. You got to get the information now, because although it's in October, there are very few available slots. Good evening, Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by almost Tom Cotter.
I'd love to see you give birth to a child.
Yeah, I'd love to see you pee your initials in the snow. We're just different, huh? And by the way, I've been up here for, what, 5 minutes now? Have you heard me once talk like this? Oh, you.
Understand one thing that we just heard on that rejoin. I mean, who put that together? It sounds like there's a bouncing needle. It sounds like a bouncing needle, and I'm sure that I think we've upgraded a little bit. Sterling on Sunday, good evening. Coming up, you and I are going to talk about Mike Lindell. No, really, we're going to talk about Mike Lindell and the insanity I've had to deal with at Chase Bank. It's just unbelievable. All right, Dr. Dave with our weather for this insanely scary weather time.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
On meth? What do you shoplift at Walmart? Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Our fourth child starts driver's ed, and that means only four more driver's eds to go.
I'm actually really excited about this one, getting her license.
Tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Soccer coach, strip club, school credit card. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Who wears sports bras?
I saw your Ali. You're not in love with him. Being loved is different from loving someone. You need to love. Take care of yourself, your own needs. Then you will blossom.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
Dan Gaffney here.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
We have eight kids, and child number four begins driver's ed, which means after I make it through this one, if I make it through, four more driver's eds to go.
You'll make it through. The reason this is a little different for us than it is for normal people who just, you know, go to driver's ed at school when they're 15 and a half and that happens is because we homeschool our kids, which means
10 pages of paperwork,
lots of grades that have to be submitted, things that we don't have to do for the state yearly, we have to do just for the driver's ed class.
So for some reason, I have an aversion to doing all the paperwork.
So do I. I feel like it's, you know, we fight against the man with the way we do everything with school anyway, and then we have to turn all these things in so they can make sure she's eligible for driver's ed.
It's a good way of putting it, fighting against the man.
That's kind of how I feel. Don't you feel that way? Like, that's the pressure. It's like, oh, why do I have to give you this when we're doing this for our children? Let us put her in the class. We know she's capable.
Well, also, there's the part of it where we have to let her drive us around in the car.
How much did you do that with the last couple of kids, hon? I don't think you did that. I think I'm the one who gets driven around. That's, you know, I'm Miss Daisy over here with every kid. I don't think you ride much with them at all.
She's going to be better than the boys, better driver.
I think she's going to be better than the boys because she wants to go places. She wants to do things. Whereas the boys, it was like, oh, great, you have your license. Can you run to the store and pick up some cheese? No, I can't, Mom. I don't want to go to the store. Whereas she's like, let's go to the store. Let's go. Let's do. I think she's going to be that kid who's like, just, she's out and about all the time anyway. She works in town and she walks to her jobs now.
Right.
But I think she's going to be like, it's going to be a help for us because we'll have another driver who actually wants to participate in driving.
Right.
The first two were like that. The first two.
It's amazing to me how a lot of young people today, not just our kids, I don't even understand it. A lot of them don't want to drive.
And I don't get it because that's all I wanted to do. We got that license. We got that permit. We were out finding things, doing things.
Right.
And our oldest two were like that. They were on the road all the time. That's all they wanted to do was just be out and about and doing things. They drove other kids to things for us. Then we get to the next two that are super close in age. They're the closest in age, 2 years apart. They don't want to go anywhere. They don't want to do anything.
Also, I just realized my math is wrong. I've already done 4 driver's eds. This is the 5th.
1, 2, 3, 4. You're right. We can't count our kids.
This is the 5th driver's ed.
So we're over the hump, babe.
Yeah.
That's great.
Past halfway.
I think we should go out and celebrate.
Drinks are on me, dear.
And you'll be the designated driver.
Follow me on Facebook, Dan Gaffney Show.
And if you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at JustBeingMom.
Dan and Becky for Sterling on Sunday.
Mike Lindell owns MyPillow. And it's a fascinating company because he started it on his own, on his willpower, about 20 years ago with a pillow. And now it's expanded to pretty much any household good you can imagine. Worth looking at the website, MyPillow.com. However, a lot of his business was built on shows like mine and Fox News. Fox News has stopped taking his advertising because he has stopped paying his bills, according to Fox News. And Mike's not too happy about this.
Fox News has canceled MyPillow. All I know is the commercials have been canceled. Anything with MyPillow or Mike Lindell canceled on Fox News. And please help us to support us and during this time of cancellation.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
Fox News has canceled MyPillow. All I know is the commercials have been canceled. Anything with MyPillow or Mike Lindell canceled on Fox News. And please help us to support us and during this time of cancellation.
For years, MyPillow has been an advertiser on Sterling on Sunday, and they've come up with great bargains for you and me. I am wearing the slippers right now. What's great about the slippers? They're indoor-outdoor slippers. How many times have you had to go outside while you're wearing your slippers, and you're, oh, gee, I can't wear my slippers outside. They'll get muddy. These have memory foam. These have gel in them. But my point is this. I have wanted Mike Lindell on my show for years. Don't know, don't care why he hasn't come on. I'm grateful for him supporting the show through advertising. A couple things. It says that he hasn't paid the bills to Fox. My bills have been paid. Lindell, MyPillow, their ad agency, they pay their bills to Sterling on Sunday, and I thank you for that. They have delivered premium products. One of the things about MyPillow, because of the way it's advertised and because of him or whatever, you might think these are like cheesy products. They are not. These are premium products in premium packaging, made to be given as gifts the minute they arrive. You don't have to do anything with them. I couldn't be happier with these products. They're not paying for this time. I'm just talking you to me. I couldn't be happier with these products or with this advertiser. They're terrific. I'm trying to figure out what the hell did Mike get sued for and why he got in so much trouble. And 55% of it is that he supported the President of the United States. He supported the President of the United States and got a Presidential Medal of Honor for taking nothing and building it into a humongous business and even getting his own jet. He hit the jackpot because he earned it. He worked for it. Oh, God, we can't have people working for it. Can't they just be assigned to success and get a participation trophy? Oh, my God. He worked for it. Number two is he said, well, wait a minute. I don't think our free election was free and fair. I have questions. Well, that's his job as a citizen. Our job as citizens is to question the results of elections if we feel there's something wrong. Who else did that? Al Gore. Al Gore. The hanging chads. For months, we didn't have a president of the United States because Al Gore would not concede. Is that familiar? Was he demonized? No, no, no. He was sainted because he noticed that snows were melting on the Alps. Snows melting on the Alps. Global warming. No, Al, that's called summer. Since you and I were in third grade, our weekly reader said we were at the end of an ice age. We have been at the end of an we were at the end of an ice age for a million years. Every year it's going to get warmer as a natural event, not because of your Chevrolet. The harassment that Mike Lindell has gotten is unfair, it's unwarranted, it's practically unprecedented. He attacked a private company, they had some issues with him, but all he was doing was challenging what seemed crooked to him. And that's his right, and that's his duty. I have nothing but respect for Mike Lindell. I am grateful to Mike for advertising on this show. And I'm glad we're selling a lot of pillows for you, Mike. Promo code Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday. It's 47 past the hour. It's time for Lesbians in Space on the Sevens.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Who wears sports bra?
Mrs. Bougeau, are you trying to seduce me? Genevieve. Mm-hmm. Your husband's in the next room. I saw you looking at me. Please tell me I wasn't wrong.
I can't lose my job. I can't afford to lose my job.
Trust me. You won't lose your job.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien life with benefits.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by Harvey Holiday.
Late on a Sunday night, it's Holiday with love music, and it's so sad to see good love go bang.
Sterling on Sunday. Now, 4 good minutes.
You and I are talking to Autumn Cavanis, the director of Real Talk Big Future for the College Board. Yes, the people who create the SATs, the College Board. But they have established a brand new product called BigFuture.org. BigFuture.org enables a parent, an adult associated with the kid, and the kid to go on a website and start to figure out what is the best thing to do, which college, which major, how to move ahead. Now, this is really important to me, Dr. Cavanis, because my 18-year-old daughter is in college, her first semester, and she has changed her major 3 times.
I, too, much to my father's chagrin, changed my major several times. I thought I was going to be a neurosurgeon, and then I realized that was just not for me once I took a summer internship. And I was talking to the mouse and I realized, you know, this is just not for me. I'm going to have to go into communication and journalism. What I would recommend is for your daughter and for anyone else who's trying to figure out what's the best fit for me in terms of career, to take our career quiz. Our career quiz, 60 questions, 10 minutes in duration. And our career quiz really provides insight into career ideas that may be in alignment with your daughter, Walter, and with anyone else who's trying to figure out, how do I know what my first step is after high school? How do I know what my career is? And so I actually took this career quiz, Walter, and I find it fascinating, right? Because you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect the dots looking backwards. And I took a career quiz, and what I received was that I would be interested in careers in radio and television broadcasting, careers in education, and careers in dance choreography. All interests that have been common in my life and in my journey. But if I would have taken this quiz when I was a freshman in college or even 10th grader in high school, I would have been able to figure out some things that would be in alignment with what I wanted to do. And then I always say, once you have a sense of what you may want to do, take a summer course in it or take an internship in that field and see if that really is in alignment, right? We're getting closer to what works for you and where you envision and how you envision yourself showing up in your big future.
Dr. Cavanis, with bigfuture.org and Real Talk, how do these services help parents find financial aid?
With Big Future, if you go on over to bigfuture.org, as we mentioned earlier, we connect on things about FAFSA. We have articles, we do events to provide greater illumination. But we really are connecting families to have that conversation about scholarships, for example. So we have an incredible scholarship directory. Our scholarship directory has over $1.5 billion worth of scholarships. And students can apply and can search and figure out which scholarship is best in alignment with their needs and their career goals. We also have, when it comes to thinking through how to pay for college, our Big Future Scholarships. At our Big Future Scholarships, we have given literally over $18 million to 21,000 students across the country.
This is Dr. Autumn Cavanis, Director of Real Talk, BigFuture.org for the College Board. Thank you for being on Sterling on Sunday.
Bridgeport, Texas, the home of the Bridgeport Bulls, a famous soccer team. Apparently, as the team was getting ready for a soccer clinic, assistant coach J.D. Bales went out to the Jingle Joint, went to the men's club in Houston, in the Galleria, known for its wonderful Texas-style ladies who love going out and entertaining the men. Bales decided that he was going to enjoy the treats and the benefits of being at this wonderful club, and he charged up $5,455.81 on Hennessy, Cavoursier, lap dances, and probably the wonderful food you can get at this club. Here's the problem. The credit card belonged to the school. Now, this happened a few months ago. He's been on administrative leave, but Mr. Bales has now resigned after they basically figured out, yeah, it was him. He knew what he was doing. Arrested for a third-degree felony after the school district did an exhaustive investigation, which apparently sent some people to the club to, you know, sort it out, see if how you could drop $5,455.81. J.D. Bales, he's resigned. Money to be returned to the school district? Questionable. From the Champagne Room, this is Vila Hool, Strippers on Loose, Sterling at Night.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.